If you want your church to make an impact on the world, you must major in the majors. It is amazing to me how many Christians have no idea what the main objective of their church is. Most churches try to do too much. This is one of the most overlooked barriers to building a healthy church. We wear out people. Too often, small churches involve themselves in all kinds of activities, events, and programs. Instead of concentrating like Paul did, they dabble in 40 different things and miss being good at any of them. Programs and events continue to be added to the agenda without ever cutting anything out. Remember, no program is meant to last forever. It is essential to the health of your church that you periodically clean house, abandon programs that have outlived their purpose. Fourth, a clear purpose attracts cooperation. People want to join a church that knows where it's going. When a church clearly communicates its destination, people are eager to get on board. This is because everyone is looking for something that gives life meaning, purpose, and direction. The Apostle Paul was always clear in his purpose. As a result, people wanted to be a part of what he was doing. This was especially true of the church at Philippi. The Philippians were so captivated by Paul's mission that they gave him ongoing financial support. If you want your members to get excited about the church, actively support it, and generously give to it, you must vividly explain up front exactly where the church is headed. Number five, a clear purpose assists evaluation. How does a church evaluate itself? Not by comparing itself to other churches, but by asking, are we doing what God intends for us to do, and how well are we doing it? As Peter Drucker says, what is our business, and how's business? These are the two most critical questions for evaluating your church. Your church's purpose statement must become the standard by which you measure your congregation's health and growth. There is absolutely no correlation between the size and strength of a church.